are in a very good position because Letterkenny has been identified as a regional centre and a regional driver of growth within the National Development Plan. But on top of that, we have a number of projects in the county where there is a collaborative approach. The local authority has underpinned a lot of this work. So what I would be saying now to the local authority members in Donegal is to look at a priority list, whether it's in marine, whether it's community, whether it's town, village, to look at what projects will satisfy the criteria. And the criteria is how to make rural areas sustainable. It's looking at employment. It's looking at growth. There are a number of projects and certainly where there is a collaboration, for example, if the local authority are willing to put in a percentage share in with the department or departments, those are the type of projects we'll be looking at.
When can we expect to see meat on the bones, effectively? When can we expect to see funding confirmed and diggers in fields?
Well, we're looking now at an application process. Now that we have this announced, we're looking at funding approval as soon as October, and then we'll be looking at starting projects, as you say yourself, diggers on sites early in the new year. This is part of the 10-year plan. It's a very, very ambitious program. It's about $4 billion from climate change to urban rural development and also disruptive technology applications as well through Heather Humphrey's department. So it's quite ambitious. It covers a broad spectrum. But one thing we have in Donegal is a history and a legacy of being creative in how we've acquired funding. We've done it on a collaborative basis down the years through different interreg projects and cross-border applications, be it in science, be it in research. And I believe we will be in a very advantageous position. I've already spoken to the county manager in relation to this fund, and what I would like to see, and I think will happen, that it won't just be one single department looking at one project. It'll be a number of departments plus local authority, and that local bottom-up approach will be critical in ensuring that we get the right projects for the community that we serve.